Hi everyone, this is Gigi and welcome to our final portion of our audio course, At Home Now What? Making the emotional transition smoother from NICU to home. So today we're going to be talking about, or this portion of the course, we're talking about relationship disconnect. And now this is a really sensitive area, but it's so key to discuss. Many of my clients struggle with this, and oftentimes they don't really know how to express what they're feeling. Some of them come and ask me to fix their spouse or significant other, but I'm not a marriage counselor. I don't profess to be. But there is something in there about relationship disconnect. Now, for you experiencing NICU, the relationships can be varied. It could be a relationship with yourself, with your spouse or significant other, with your parents, with your siblings, your family, your friends, even the relationship that you have with other children, if you have other children. Sometimes the children who are not sick feel jealous and feel left out because the brother or sister who is sick is getting a lot of attention from medical staff, from mom and dad. So the relationship disconnect can happen in a number of ways with a number of people in your world. But for the purposes of this course and the time we have together, I really want to just focus on two relationships, relationship with yourself and really, really your relationship with your spouse or significant other. We know that having a child born early or having a child sick and being in the NICU is physically, emotionally, spiritually, and financially, and any other league, exhausting. And this exhaustion really happens from day one, and it continues after we've left the NICU and after we're home. The time in the NICU really requires for you to have such a strong focus on your baby, which makes perfect sense. But many times we forget our own personal and our couple needs. The just trauma of being in the NICU, how it's affecting you and how it's affecting your significant other, if it's not discussed and dealt with in a timely manner, this can lead to a number of things: separation, divorce for many couples. At the very least, it can create a major point of contention in the relationship, and you have a number of cracks that happen and they never close. I remember, tell you a personal story, I remember maybe it was about 2 months in the NICU. We were in the NICU for about 6 months, and I guess it was month two, and there was so much going on. Alejandro was one of the sickest babies at that time in the NICU. And our NICU had a little, like a little family room, and there were partitions there where mothers could go and privately express their milk. But also there was like a little kitchenette, a bathroom, a little lounge area where the families could go and just relax and you know, have a bite to eat and just sort of decompress after being in the NICU all day. And so my husband and I had a routine where he would come, and we would sit in that room, and after we visited Alejandro, and we would just kind of reconnect with one another and talk and see how things were and how we were feeling. And I really thought we were on the same page, we were on the same level with everything. But I remember one night we were just talking, and then he just stopped, and he paused, and he said, "I don't want to lose you, and I don't want to lose us in all of this." And I thought, huh? What is he talking about? And he repeated again, "I don't want to lose you, and I don't want to lose us in all of this." Now, I was not where I am now. And when he first said that, I thought, how dare you? Because I really thought he was saying, you need to choose between the time you're spending with our son and time you're spending with me. And that's what I thought he was saying. And so I became extremely defensive. So that wasn't a good conversation. But we talked about it afterwards. And he wasn't saying that at all. What he was really saying was that we're in this together. And we need to make sure we stay together while we're experiencing this journey. And that was so important. And many of you listening to me now, you may think, well, why did he even do that while you're in the NICU? There was so much happening and, you know, your mind wasn't there. And why did he bring that up? That's where I was 9 years ago. But I'm so glad he did because, like I said, we were in the NICU for 6 months. 1 week out of the NICU, we were our son was in surgery in another country, and there were lots of infections and complications and you name it going on for many months, even many years after that. That I think back now, if my husband had not brought that up at that time, we wouldn't have never had a chance to really, or we would have had a less of a chance of really connecting with one another, supporting one another. And the cracks would have been wider and wider and wider, and the disconnect would have been greater, and we would have been kind of like two ships passing in the night if we were together at all. So that was really, really important that we were together and that we connected. And there's a lot of research that shows now that anxiety levels in moms of preemies is higher than moms of, you know, term babies, which is understandable. But the key, what's interesting about these studies is showing that this anxiety occurs both 14 days and even 14 months after delivery. And that's huge. So we're talking over a year post the NICU, the anxiety is being manifested. And we know that this can lead many parents, especially moms, to have a higher risk of depression, of anxiety, of post-traumatic stress disorder, and the list goes on and on. Now, a lot of the studies that are going on now, I think, unfortunately, focusing a lot on moms. But fathers are experiencing a number of emotional challenges as well. Most of my clients are moms, but I have had the opportunity to work with fathers. And it's interesting because they are experiencing grief, they're experiencing shock, and the way that men, and this is a very general statement, but the way they're sort of made up is that they want to fix things. And they feel completely helpless because they can't fix this. They can't fix their child. They can't fix how their significant other is dealing with or feeling about what's happening, and they just feel completely helpless. Many men tend to delve and kind of bury themselves in their work because that's something that they can control. They have a lot more control over that environment, and they don't have it within the NICU or even post-NICU. And this can also cause tension because sometimes couples I work with, the mothers will feel like the fathers are not on board and they're not with them, but they are. They're just dealing with it in a different way. And so that's why that connection, that communication is so important. I remember, well, my husband said this as well, but I remember being in a conference one time and they were talking about the father's experience of being in the NICU. And the father said, we are the invisible parent. And I thought, wow. And, you know, that's true because if you think about it, most of the time the mother is bringing the child to their appointment or the follow-up clinic or whatever. And if the father is there whenever he can be there, the focus is still on the mom. The information is gathered from the mom. The questions are asked of the mom. And so the father is there but not really there. And I just thought that was amazing. I mean, it was an interesting way of how they describe the experience as being the invisible parent. So those kind of things, we have to be mindful of that as we were talking about this whole element of relationship disconnect. What one of the things or the tips that I want to bring about this particular area is that we can either use this as a stepping stone or as a stumbling block in your relationship, and it really much depends on how you approach the situation. And my first tip is to understand that you and your significant other are having a shared experience, and to really use that as a strength and use it as a stepping stone. But the other very important tip is to make sure that you feed and take care of your relationship with yourself. So really, really delve in practicing self-care. And I know sometimes we feel like, oh, that's really hard to do. But all I'm asking is that if there's some giving yourself that extra minute to just lie in bed and not jump right up, or the extra 2 minutes in the shower, or taking a 5-minute walk around, or listening to Around the Block, or listening to your favorite song for 4 or 5 minutes. Whatever it is that gives you a sense of peace and comfort and clarity for yourself, do it. And equally, the second tip is to make sure that you connect with your significant other and capitalize on the shared experience that you both have in being in the NICU. Because really, no one has experienced a NICU like the two of you have. That is extremely powerful, and that can really help you post-NICU and beyond. Now, how can we do this? There are a couple of ways. But I really want to share this strategy with you, and I want you to just jot this down. Jot this question down and your answer to it. What positive thing did you learn about yourself during your NICU experience? What positive thing did you learn about yourself during your NICU experience? And the second question is similar to that, but slightly different. It says, what positive thing did you learn about your spouse or significant other during your NICU experience? What positive thing did you learn about your spouse or significant other during the NICU experience? So one is positive thing about you. And the other one is a positive thing about your spouse or significant other. So take a moment to just think about that and jot down whatever comes up for you. Don't filter it. Don't try to stop anything. Just whatever comes out, just make a note of it. Okay. So we've talked about learning here, what new things you learned about yourself and one new thing you learned about your spouse or significant other. And the last question, kind of underlining those two questions, would be, what do you value the most about that new learning? So the new learning of yourself and the new learning of your significant other, what do you value the most about that new learning? What is it giving you, or what did it give you? Think about that for a second and jot down whatever comes to your mind. So I would challenge you to really hone in on whatever your answer to the last part of that exercise was, about what do you value the most about that new learning about yourself and your significant other. use that as your weapon, if you like, your shared weapon that you're using to be able to go through the NICU journey once you're home. Use it as a stepping stone. Use it as a way to really bind you together so that you can support each other when you need to be supported, but also allow one another to break down when you need to break down, but that you're having that give and take relationship, and hopefully that new learning that you've gained will help you to do that. So to recap this portion of the audio course, we're talking about relationship disconnect, and we talked about how this is a very sensitive area, but how there's a lot of anxiety around it, and there's a lot of disconnect that happens with yourself and also with your significant other. And a couple of tips we talked about was taking care of yourself, practicing self-care, but also understanding that you and your significant other, you and your spouse, are in this together, and you have this shared experience, and to use it as a stepping stone. And the strategy we looked at was learning, any new learning that you've gained about yourself and about your spouse during your NICU journey, and how do you value that new learning? So this concludes this audio course, the At Home Now What audio course, and I really hope that it has been beneficial to you. What I want you to do is, throughout the next few weeks, take your time to go over many things that we talked about throughout the course. We looked at NICU separation anxiety, we looked at medical avalanche, developmental concerns, and lastly, relationship disconnect. Take time to listen to this again if you choose to, but really take time in trying on the strategies that I talked about and just play around with them and tweak them to your particular heart and your journey, where you are now, your situation, and really take time to begin to start changing and shifting how you're living in that transition from NICU to home. Allow yourself to make the changes that you need to make that's going to give you clarity and direction, and it's going to move you forward. Okay? So thank you so much for taking time out to share with me. I hope this course has been valuable for you. Please, please, please contact me if you have any questions or concerns. I answer my emails pretty quickly. And likewise, if there's any other way that you feel that you want to talk to me about help, that another way that I can help you move forward, I'll be happy to discuss that with you. Okay? So until then, take care of yourself, and I will speak to you soon. Bye-bye.